Uh-huh.
You're an active woman. You're an active woman, aren't you?
That's right.
You probably have a an atypical pap smear, I'll bet, huh? I thought so. Sometimes, you know, if you're very active with numerous people, it can cause... How do I know about that? I know about that stuff. I'm a medical man. Just because it's atypical doesn't mean I don't want you to worry or anything, honey. I mean, you know, but it just bears watching. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I used to be a surgeon. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by gold!" But I did my residency... OBGYN. You want to talk about another stinking Monday? I remember I had this one patient. Kind of young woman. 25 years old. She'd come see me and I'd get her, you know... prep for the examination. I'd say, "Okay, scoot down, scoot down, scoot down, scoot down." And I said, She said, "What do you mean, I said, "Did you and your husband have a zesty session this morning?" She said, "Why, yes." I said, "All right, I'll double glove." I said, "Would you do me a favor?" She said, "What?" I said, "You know, when you come see me, would you and he mind abstaining? Just, you know, this job is tough enough as it is without, you know, souvenirs from your husband." She said, "You know, I never thought, please." I said, "Think about it." So I went ahead. She checked out normally. Sure enough, the next time she comes to see me, you know, I said, "All right, scoot down, scoot down, scoot." I said, "Lady, you are hard on a speculum, you know." She said, "I'm sorry, but my husband is insatiable." I said, "Well, think of something. One day you come see me once every 6 months. You think for one day, at least in the morning, the guy could cut me a little slack." She said, "I'll try." I said, "Be inventive. Think of something, for crying out loud." I called the guy up. I said, "My dad, Dr. Grease Minnelli, would you cut me a slack once every 6 months, please?" He said, "Yeah, doctor, I try to, but I'm just filled with desire." I said, "Just, you know, you and your wife, you know, think of something else, all right? Think of something else." He said, "I really will try." Well, sure enough, the next time she came to see me, you know, I was double gloved. I had the my welder's mask on. I said, "All right, scoot down, scoot down." She said, "You see, doctor, we thought of something else. And now my examination will be no fuss, no muss." I was so thrilled that they had accommodated me that night. I called them at home, and I wanted to talk to the husband. I said, "My dad, Dr. Grease Minnelli, I want to thank you for, you know, being inventive in your gratification this morning." And the guy said, "Well, doctor, I hope you enjoyed it, because it'll be the last time. We can't do that." I said, "Why?" He said, "I just got a complaint call from her dentist."
Nobody else has the Grease Man, because nobody else has the tuna. The Grease Man on DC 101.